Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chris Ello along with the coach, John Cantara. And right now we're joined. You know, the last time we had this gentleman on the program was about, I don't know, 6-7 months ago. And he was just about to become a Hall of Famer. He was nice enough to join us in Cooperstown, San Diego's own Alan Trammell. Now a certified Major League Baseball Hall of Famer, Mr. Trammell. Thank you so much for the time. How are you?
Well, it's my pleasure. I'm doing great. It's been a heck of a year, I can tell you that.
Not bad.
I'm still enjoying myself.
I was going to say, once you get into the Hall of Fame, how do things change? I mean, they always tell you, like, when you get married, you're going to get married, your whole life's going to change. You don't know what they're talking about. I always hear the same thing about making the Hall of Fame. Everything changes. You're always going to be introduced as Hall of Famer Alan Trammell, right?
That
they add to
true.
Your name.
That is true, and I will say I'm starting to get used to it. I'm shaking my head as I'm saying that because I still have to pinch myself. But, you know, again, now that it's been a few minutes past, I'm enjoying it. And, again, that HOF on there. Now when I sign something, of course, you're putting that on there. And it's very cool, I have to admit.
Sure.
You know, Alan and I graduated the same year in 1976. He was at the legendary Kearney High School. And back in those days, North County was kind of an afterthought. But, you know, I followed his career. He probably didn't follow my career. But one of the highlights...
He came right over here and said, hey, coach, and gave you a big hug.
I know
he
him.
Knows your career.
Well, but here's the deal. I've got an all-CIF certificate at home that I was given in 1976 from the Breitbart Athletic Foundation. I made third. They had three all-CIF teams. I made the third team. I was the first guy in Torrey Pines history to make any baseball All-CIF team. But on that first team, right here, Big Alan Trammell. So Alan Trammell, I always tell people, is on my All-CIF certificate, and
that's
I'm
cool.
Damn proud of it. But I'll tell you what, people, and Alan will admit this, he was known actually in San Diego more as a basketball player at Kearney High School than you were as a baseball player, weren't you?
That is true, Coach. We were at Kearney High during that era. Our football and basketball teams were fairly dominant. We really were. So our baseball teams weren't too shabby, but we didn't have much attendance. And so the notoriety was for those two sports. And
yeah.
So we had a good time. I think I made the right choice. But my high school days, I had a good career in basketball. But as I just mentioned, I definitely made the right choice.
What was your game? Basketball? The outside shooting, a little slasher?
A little bit of everything, just like my baseball game, the way I look at it. No, and the reason why I say that is that I do camps and I talk to the youngsters, and I tell them that my basketball days was much like what I tried to do as a shortstop, which is a well-rounded vision. So if you're a point guard, you need to see the whole court, right? And as a shortstop, that's how I look at it. You know, you can't have tunnel vision where you're just locked in on one thing. You have to have your head on the swivel. You have to be able to see multiple things. And I really correlate and use that as a similarity. That's really how I looked at it. A shortstop and a point guard are very similar.
You know, Alan, you're an unassuming guy. You're always a great teammate. I mean, anybody that's ever been around you, really, even when you were a kid, you were always a guy that loved to play the game and always respected everyone, even if they didn't have the ability anywhere close to you. I guess my question would be, I think a lot of us that knew you, watched your career, granted you were in the American League and we saw a lot of National League ball here in San Diego, thought you should have been in the Hall of Fame a lot earlier, and you were always saying, you know, my time is going to come. But in your private moments, were there times where you're saying, man, I can't believe that I'm not getting as much recognition as I think?
I'll tell you, it might have been, you know, early in the when I was first on the ballot. But you know, you're on the ballot for 15 years, you kind of figured things out. I mean, I wasn't getting enough votes and I was at a lower percentage, and it wasn't like I was going to go from like 20-25% to 75%. So I think the new Veterans Committee really helped me out. But over that, Coach, I know yourself and others, I had a lot of support. That was very much appreciated. But again, I was taught by one of the best, and I'm going to bring up my old mentor, Sparky Anderson. He taught us the right way, and I was going to be okay one way or another, whether I made it or not. Obviously, I'm very happy and very pleased, but I still am part of the game. I'm still, you know, a special assistant with the Tigers. I still get to work with kids. I still get to go to Detroit and see, you know, the Tigers, and I'm still very much welcome there. So that's a pretty darn good feeling in itself.
You don't have to buy any meals in the Motor City, do you?
I tell you what, I really don't.
They still make you pick up a check once in a while?
Not very often.
Good.
I'll be honest with you. It's a special sports town. It's a, you know, it's got a lot of history in all the sports. And if you played in, if you were a Lion, Tiger, Red Wing, or Piston, they'll take care of you if you play there. And you know, again, I'm very appreciative.
Alan, you go down there and work with the young guys, but then you go out during the season and, you know, you go out to early work with the guys, sit on the bench and talk baseball. And how has it changed working with middle infielders nowadays opposed to maybe, you know, 10, 15, or, you know, 30 years ago?
Well, I have to be careful in regards to you can't clone somebody and have them vanilla like myself. That was my game, and that's what I recognized that early on. You can only be yourself is what I'm trying to say. So there's certain fundamentals that never change. But you don't want to, again, I don't want them to say you have to be like this. I tell them certain things, and I want them to have their own little flair, if so be it. Now, obviously, I sometimes cringe with that because of the way I was brought up. But, again, this is a new generation, and so we all have to be open-minded to that.
Let me just, before I wanted to ask about Bryce Harper and your thoughts. But just sticking playing infield now, if you were a shortstop nowadays, you'd also have to take ground balls on the other side of the diamond because they do that shift so much. What do you think of all that newfangled stuff in baseball?
Well, I'm hoping that the hitters, that this is more of a fad, that some of the hitters, in all honesty, would start to make the adjustment and beat the shift. And there's a time and a place for everything. But if you're leading off an inning, I don't care if you're the fourth hitter in our lineup and you're down by a couple of runs, you need a base runner. Get a base hit. Get on base and let your teammates help you. And that's just, I'll take that to the bank, but that's how I was brought up. So I think that shouldn't change regardless of what era you're in. But I think that, again, you know, you're watching the highlights all the time. Guys like the long ball and they want this and that. But I still think there's a time and a place for just a regular old base hit.
Yeah, I'd like to know what your launch angle was, your exit velocity.
Well, I'm laughing at these because, you know, after the fact now, they come up and they can do all the statistics from way back. And they tell me that I had a such and such a war. Well, when I played, there was no such thing as a war. So they said, well, Tram, you were pretty good at that. But I'm like, I'm laughing like, well, we never even thought about that when we were playing. So that's all different now.
Still don't know. Alan Trammell, the Hall of Famer, is with us. All right, your thoughts on the Padres jumping into the Bryce Harper sweepstakes.
I
mean, it's a very exciting day in San Diego. I don't know how it's all going to turn out, but obviously he's a once-in-a-generation player.
Well, him or Machado, which I'm reading, again, that both of those guys are 26, 27 years old. They're obviously just getting into their prime. So if you're going to give a long-term contract to somebody, that's kind of the age you want to do it. It's very dangerous when you start getting into your 30s. Yes. Give them an 8 to 10 year deal. But you know, these guys, obviously, for a fan, and again, as a fan of the game, it's hard to really understand these contracts. But the fact of the matter is, that's what the price is. If you want to play poker like that, then that's what you're going to have to pay. But I don't think any of them are going to go poor, are they? But I'm anxious as a Padre fan. Before I was a Tiger, I was a Padre fan, and that'll never change.
Oh, no question about it. He played.
Thanks a lot, Alan. Because of you, we don't have a World Series ring in San Diego.
I tell my family and friends, strictly business.
Strictly business.
I'd like to know how many nights you went down in about the seventh inning from where you lived up there in Kearny Mesa to check out the final few innings of the Padre game.
Well, I don't know how many times, guys, but it was often, and it actually started off with being a vendor. So I had a pass that I could get into the games. And as a Padre, of course, you know, the attendance was a little down, so being the low man on the totem pole, I oftentimes didn't get to sell. But if they had a bigger game, then they used some of the, you know, kind of the extras, like that's what I would consider myself.
You show up to work, and if they didn't need you, you'd go watch the game.
Absolutely. There you go.
Well, you catch on
real quick.
You had a racket going, didn't you?
I loved it. But a couple of my buddies as well. So now that's how it all started. the dream, my gosh, going back to as yourself, going back when you were a little boy growing up in a wonderful city like San Diego, didn't get much better than that.
Alan Trammell, H.O.F. It's official. Wow. Thanks for joining us again, Alan. Great catching. I was ecstatic to interview you once in Cooperstown. I didn't think we'd ever get another one chance, so thanks for dropping by.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, Chris and Coach. Always good to see you.
Appreciate it very much. There he is, Alan Trammell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.